This is All Things Considered on 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Attorneys presented their closing arguments today in the trial of two men charged with a quadruple murder in Mattapan. WBUR's Dolores Handy was in the courtroom and joins us now with more. Dolores, the defense attorney for one of the two defendants, Dwayne Moore, told jurors that his client is, in his words, totally innocent. Tell us more about that.
Sasha, John Amopoli, the attorney for Dwayne Moore, opened his closing arguments by telling the jury in very dramatic fashion, "You have seen the executioner and his accomplice in this courtroom. They were on the witness stand." He was referring to the prosecution witness, Kamani Washington, and his brother, Charles Washington, both of whom testified in exchange for a plea deal. Kamani Washington testified that he and the two defendants planned to go to the house on that night in September 2010 to steal cash and drugs. But he says he left before anybody was shot. Here's defense attorney Amopoli.
"Is Kamani Washington capable of falsely accusing an innocent person? You know it. Would he fabricate a story to save himself? Is there any doubt in your mind about that? If Kamani Washington told the truth, namely, that he gunned all these people down himself, you think they'd make a deal with him?"
Amopoli went on to remind jurors that Kamani Washington himself testified that he threw away the clothing that he was wearing that night. And Amopoli says there was a lot of political pressure for police and prosecutors to solve this case quickly.
And Dolores, the attorney for the second defendant, Edward Washington, made basically the same case?
Yes, John Kanyu, who represents Edward Washington, he also feels that Kamani Washington is the actual killer. He told jurors that there is not a shred of physical evidence linking his client to the case. And he noted that the only fingerprint found on the gun, on one of the guns used in the crime, came from Charles Washington, the brother of Kamani Washington. Kanya said prosecutors made a deal with the devil when they offered that plea deal to Kamani Washington in exchange for his testimony.
So, Dolores, you said not a shred of physical evidence, and I take it also no forensic evidence linking the two defendants to the crime.
That's what all sides are saying. And the only survivor, Marcus Hurd, who was shot in the head and is now a quadriplegic, could not place Edward Washington and Dwayne Moore there. He said he did not see their faces.
As I understand it, prosecutors had the final word today. What was the focus of their argument?
Assistant DA Edmund Zabin says giving Kamani Washington an incentive to testify was not an incentive to lie. He pointed out that even Washington admitted his very prominent role in the robbery.
Kamani Washington is a gangster. Kamani Washington is a thug. Kamani Washington robs drug dealers. We're not telling you to like him. We are not telling you that this is somebody that we should be cozying up to. The question is not whether he's a good person or a bad person, how he treats women and children. The question is he telling the truth?
And Zabin spent most of his time reiterating the gruesome nature of the crime. Five people gunned down, four of them killed, including a two-year-old boy shot while he was being held in his mother's arms. She was then shot again in the head. And the court ended today with the judge giving instructions to the jury. She stressed that they should weigh the testimony of anyone who has a plea agreement. That, she said, should be scrutinized with great care.
And Dolores, the actual deliberations haven't started yet.
Not yet. The jurors return to court 9 o'clock tomorrow morning and start deliberating.
That's WBUR's Dolores Handy. She's been in the quadruple murder trial that dates back to a crime in Mattapan about a year and a half ago. Dolores, thank you.
Thank you, Sasha.